Welcome back to the Island Boys Radio. Well, this week, it's been kind of interesting. I told you I'd keep you updated on things that are going on. When I'm with the Boy Scouts, I kind of went on a little tangent the last time about that. It kind of pissed me off. The Boy Scouts should be what they always have been. Teach boys how to be young men, you know, and how to be real men. But now that they're allowing girls in, and they're also changing the name now. This is the last thing I've heard, is that they're changing it from Boy Scouts of America to Scouts, BSA. And that's to let everybody know that also allows girls in. So it's now Scouts, BSA. That makes no damn sense. Anyway, so what about Girl Scouts? Is there going to be Girl Scouts anymore? Can boys join Girl Scouts? I wonder about that. I wonder if boys can join the Girl Scouts. Well, anyway, I guess there's no real need for Girl Scouts if they're just going to be together. So, anyway, that's it. That's just an update on that. Anyway, the good news this week is the president of North Korea, that little wacko, was his name, Kim Jong-un. How do you spell it? Kim Jong-un, something like that. But anyway, that little, my God, he's an idiot. But anyway, he's doing good right now. He's going to allow America and China, South Korea, Russia, and a lot of people to come over to his country and watch him destroy all his nuclear missiles and stuff like that. So that's good news. That's real good news. So congratulations, President Trump, most definitely, which has a lot to do with this, and no matter what anybody says. So that's kind of what's going on today, and hopefully it works out. So President Trump has a meeting soon with the Kim Jong-un, and I forgot where it's going to be at. But it's supposed to be, anyway, they have it all scheduled. I think it's Singapore, I believe. I think it's Singapore, but I might be a mistake, but I think it's Singapore. But that's where they're going to be having their little meeting. And hopefully that goes good, because it's been, what, my God, 68 years, I think. If I'm adding it up right in my mind, 68 years since the beginning of the Korean War. And that son of a bitch has never been off. It's always been we've been at war in a sense, at least mentally, you know, ever since then. You know, even after the actual physical war, we're still at war, but in a different way. And, man, it's just been a real hassle with them. And every time we've had meetings or planned meetings and things that we were going to, supposed to meet up with them, and it never worked out. And he made promises to other leaders of North Korea, made promises in the past that they were going to do this and do that, and they were going to not be seeking out nuclear weapons and all that stuff like that, nuclear warheads. But they always lied. They always lied. So hopefully this time it's going to work out, because, man, that would just make things so much nicer on Earth, because North Korea has been like a thorn in our side ever since. So we don't need that. And South Korea definitely doesn't need that, because, I mean, they've been vulnerable, I mean, ever since. I mean, have you ever seen how where the border of their lands between North Korea and South Korea, and it's like this maybe 20, 30-foot spot in between where it's like you're not allowed to walk past it, and that's like the border. And you got armed guards on each side of it, and they just stare at each other, you know, and that's got to be kind of a miserable way to live. Nobody's allowed to go to the other side. Nobody can go to South Korea. None of the South Koreans can go to North Korea. So, and you know, a lot of those people are family. They got to be family members on each side of it. So that's got to be hard. It was just like with the Berlin Wall, you know, the same thing. You know, that wall had to come down. That was a whole different thing. Whole different thing. That's not like, you know, a friend of mine, you know, Peter, you know, when we talk about walls and stuff like that, we always get kind of mixed up with what the wall is supposed to be for. That was different. That was family members, you know, on each side of the wall. That was all freedom at one time. And then all of a sudden, bam, it got taken over. Okay, and then all of a sudden, there was no freedom. The wall got built up. Next thing you know, that was it, man. You got family members separated from one another. But it's not the same thing as like in America, because the people in... Look, how can I say this the right way without making it sound bad? The illegals can become legal if they really want to. See, that's this sad part about it is they don't want to. They don't want to become legal. They don't want to take the time and the effort to do anything right. They don't want to learn English, you know? And that really kind of balls me. I mean, even my own girlfriend, we have problems with that right there. It's because she speaks like a, what do you call, Spanglish. And I don't really know how to deal with that, because for over 4 years now, I can't get her to learn English. I've tried to teach her, and that's one thing you can't do. When you love somebody and you're that close to them, it's kind of hard to teach them something like that. That's something that takes somebody who's not connected to them. And hopefully I can get her to learn one of these days. But that would make it so much better on her, and then she'd become a citizen. Her youngest daughter lives in Virginia. Now, she's a full citizen. She learned English. She learned everything. She speaks English very well. You know, so, I mean, she can speak Spanish. She speaks English. She can get a good paying job right now if she wants to. So, that's what I try to tell my girl. So, the walls are for a reason. The walls, unlike San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico, there's a reason why there needs to be a wall there. Now, over 200 of them just came in of Hondurans just the other day. Again, I think I said that in the last podcast. They're here, and they're here to stay, and there's nothing we can do about it. And it doesn't matter who the president is. The thing is, once they get in this country, you never see them again. They're just blended right in. What are you going to do, go out and search each one of these people out? No, it doesn't matter if you got their fingerprints and you got their name. They're documented in here. My God. So they'll still say that they're legal. Once they're in here, they tell themselves that they're legal, and they tell us that they're legal, and that we can't do anything about it. So I'm kind of against that, of course. Anyway, our country is really turned into a dumping ground. And I don't mean that in a bad way for everybody. There's a lot of these people are good people that come over here. They're hardworking, they're God-fearing, they're loving. Most of them are Catholics, and, you know, not that I'm care about that. I'm not a Catholic, but then most of them are good people. But the thing is, there's a lot of bad that's in between the good, and that's one thing we got to keep our minds about. It's like, if you let 200 in, and only two of them are rapists and murderers, and they only kill about 3 or 4 people, then it's okay, because, you know, the other 198, they're good, so it makes it worthwhile. Now, anyway, that's not the way I see it. I think it's wrong. I mean, one death is bad, you know, and it's just, they shouldn't be coming over here like that. They should be fixing their own country. It's like, I'm not going to leave my country here in America if things go bad here, and which they are kind of going bad sometimes. But if it goes really bad, I'm sticking here, you know, and I'll be armed, I'll be ready, you know, and that's the way it goes. I'm fighting for my country. This is my damn country, and each one of us that are here legally, it doesn't matter where you came from. If you're here legally, this is your country, and God gave it to you to be here. And that's just, you're supposed to take care of it, and you're supposed to, you want to protect it. And sometimes you need to put walls up, unfortunately, borders, and that's a sad way of doing it. We shouldn't have to do that. But other countries don't give a damn, and they try to push their people right out of their countries into ours. And that's kind of the way it works. And it, you know, and they're not going to do anything to stop them from coming over here, because if they come over here, they can make money and send their money back there, whichever country, whether it's Honduras, El Salvador, or wherever. So, anyway. All right. Well, that's the update for now, and I'll be talking to you soon. All right. Take care, guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.